Wow. That's all I could say is, wow. Man. That, whew. I'll tell you, Barack Hussein Obama, our president, man, he was really upset about the terror attacks. I mean, I'm sorry. He was really upset that people are questioning him not using the word radical Islam. Oh, well, hey, you got, you know, hey, he's upset. Hey, he got emotional. He got emotional. Wow, man, got emotional about using the term radical Islam. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? The president of the United States just gave a fiery speech. Well, it wasn't just. It was a little bit ago. But he gave a fiery speech. And he told everybody. See, that's the drawback of having a morning show. Because we don't see all the stuff and get clips and so forth and so on. And of course, we don't have a staff to get us all of these clips. Although, I'm working on that. I'm working on putting up a, or getting a strategy to have clips and have clips ready. Now, it won't be ready during the show. We're not quite there as far as a budget. But that's the drawback. We don't have the clips. And a lot of times we go live and things are happening. So we don't get the advantage of being on at the end of the day, and we're able to gather everything that happened. But the president was just on, and woo, he is mad about people having a debate about the use of the word radical Islam. Man. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. I'm serious. I don't know what we're going to do. Because I've told you before, unless we're able to purchase CNN, unless we're able to purchase ABC, unless we're able to purchase NBC, MSNBC, unless we're able to control Hollywood, we are doomed. We are doomed. We are doomed. Okay? Unless we can replace the Jake Tappers and the Wolf Blitzers and the Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, unless we can replace them, we're doomed. We're always going to get this radical liberal extremism. That's what we're going to get. We really are doomed. That's all I'm saying. We really are doomed. Obama's mad. He's mad. Isn't he? It's just amazing. He's just amazing. Just amazing. It should be dry. Right now, right now, there should have been an uptick. Something. Just something. There should have been something. Just a little. Just even if it was for a day. Okay? Even just for a day. There should have been something done. Okay? And what I mean by that is we should have sent, I don't know, 100 planes into the areas that ISIS controls. We know where those areas are. We're supposedly fighting every day. That's what the president just told us. The president just told us it doesn't matter what we call ISIS. Doesn't matter. And the funny thing is, he used Bin Laden. He invoked Bin Laden. He wanted to make sure everybody remembered that he got Bin Laden. But Bin Laden wasn't ISIS. We're talking about ISIS. We're talking about a new threat. We're talking about a threat that he actually created. He actually created this threat. The vacuum that existed after we pulled all of our troops out, after we pulled everybody out of Iraq, the vacuum that was created was ISIS. So him talking about Bin Laden was just a political maneuver. It was the posture. Because remember, all of this is to secure his legacy. All of this is to secure his legacy. That's all. He needs to secure his legacy. Now, we're being told that we are bombing ISIS. Even though reports have come out that say the amount of bombs we drop on ISIS and ISIS targets is minimal. It's minimal. Let's just say we are bombing them and destroying them and taking them out. Then when this attack happened, we should be upping it. When I went to bed last night, that region should have looked like Iraq when we went to war. And the sky was dark and the cameras filmed hundreds, maybe thousands of bombs being dropped on Baghdad and the area around Iraq. But it didn't. The TV did not show this last night. Instead, the TV showed everybody from NBC to ABC to CNN spinning, twisting, maneuvering a narrative about what happened in Orlando. ISIS has got to laugh at us. The leadership in ISIS has got to laugh at us. All terrorists overseas got to laugh at us. They do. They're able to slaughter our people. And what we do is then, what we do is then debate if the jihadist was gay, if this was due to repressed homosexuality, guns. If there was no guns, he wouldn't have been able to do this, and he would have just been a frustrated, repressed homosexual. Language. Islamophobia. The terrorists gotta be laughing at us. These different groups gotta be laughing at us. The 60 or 70% of Muslims that practice Sharia law gotta be laughing at us. Hysterically, gotta be laughing at us. And then what happens this morning? Our president is saying it doesn't matter what we call it. It doesn't matter what we call it. I mean, we go from last night and the debate about repressed homosexuality being the cause of it, assault rifles being the cause of it, guns in general being the cause of it, Islamophobia being the cause of it. So now Obama having a 10-minute, not a press conference, but a 10-minute address to the nation about the word radical Islam and how it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you call it. It doesn't matter what you call it. I'm telling you, we really are doomed. We really are doomed. We're doomed. And the different terror groups and the different Muslims that practice Sharia law are just laughing at us. I mean, they're uncontrollably laughing at us. They really are. They're like, wow. Wow, look at what we do to them. Look at what, you know, the different areas of where ISIS and the other groups dwell. The areas where they are had to be just buckled down. You know, when you're ready for a hurricane, and then you get in the bathtub and you put the hurricane blanket on you. Or sometimes you flee. Or a snowstorm. Buckling down. Just waiting for it to pass. Hoping that you survive. Crossing your fingers. That's what they were doing, lad. They were like, okay, we know it's going to come. Okay, here we go. And all of a sudden, hours and hours go by, And you know they got smartphones and TVs. They all don't well, we learned. Bin Laden was never in a cave. He was in a mansion. He was in a mansion in Pakistan. Right next to their military. So they could keep an eye on Bin Laden. Not to tell us, but to make sure nobody messes with him. So after no hurricane came, no tornado came, some of them went online, some of them turned on their DirecTV. And they're like, brother, brother, come, brother. You got to check out. Look, brother. Look. And they just sat there and they clicked on every channel. Look, they talk homosexual. Look. Oh, look, brother, look. They're not coming. Nothing's going to happen, brother. Nothing's going to happen, brother. Last night, by the time we went to bed, it was all but settled. What happened at that club was not a result of terrorism. It was a result of a crazed individual. A crazy individual who was a closet homosexual who got his hands on guns and, more specific, an assault rifle due to the gun show loophole and in turn went, because he's repressed and guilt-ridden because of his homosexuality, went to this club, shot it up, and then did suicide by cop. End of story. That's it. That is it. That's it. That's what happened. The terrorists went, oh, brother, this is great, brother. This stupid brother. And then this morning, we all wake up. The terrorists, they tune on their TV. And what do they get? The President of the United States being furious, like just beyond, like angry, because the debate of what to call what happened last night. It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. Oh, man, we are just doomed. We really are, man. We are doomed. I'm trying to get the exact speech. But if you go to CNN, the headline is Obama Goes Off on Trump. Obama goes on a tirade against Trump over Muslim ban and the word radical Islam. So here's some of the things that he said. So here's where we are. Here's where we are from last night, closing the book and saying it's just a crazy, sick individual. Crazy, sick individual who has repressed homosexual feelings, who got his hands on an assault rifle because of a gun show loop, to now Obama saying, what exactly would using this language accomplish? Radical Islamic terrorism. It's loose talk. What exactly would it change? Would it make ISIL less committed to try and kill Americans? Would it bring in more allies? Is there a military strategy that is served by this? The answer is none of the above. And now remember, Obama and the Obama administration have no military strategy. You realize that. Remember when he called them the JV team? You remember that? Remember about, 2 years ago when ISIS was chopping people's heads off and they were popping up on television and they were taking over just swaths of land? And people started to say, this seems like it could be a problem. This seems like this could be getting serious here. And Obama said, hey, calm down. Calm down. Okay? They're the JV team. This is nothing. Everybody went, oh, okay. Well, he is the commander in chief. He would know. He gets military briefings every day, so I guess they're telling him that this is nothing. They just have a real good propaganda machine, kind of like the Democrats and the media and Obama. It's like a battle of propaganda. Remember, Obama has no strategy. When Obama says, is the strategy to call it Islamic terror? Well, Obama's strategy is to not call it Islamic terror. Calling a threat by a different name does not make it go away. Isn't that funny? This is coming from the Democrats. This is coming from the leader of the Democrats. These are the ones that are the kings of softening language with the hope that the problem goes away or people think it went away. Illegal aliens are now undocumented workers. And we go through a whole list of names that have changed under this president. Hell, the word safe space. I never heard of safe space. This is my safe space. Safe space. Safe space. What the hell is a safe space? This is my safe space. You're in my safe space. Barack Hussein Obama continues. The men and women who put their lives at risk and the special forces I ordered to get bin Laden and are now on the ground in Iraq and Syria. They know full well who the enemy is. See, he invoked bin Laden. But bin Laden wasn't part of the JV team. See, he's once again ignoring ISIS. I mean, just the fact that he calls it ISIL everybody else refers to them as ISIS kind of tells you something there. Talk about names. He's the only one that calls it ISIL. No one else calls it ISIL. And I heard somebody on one of the programs the other night say the reason he does that, and this is their opinion, the reason he does that is to give a little dig to Israel. Because the L is the Leviath, something like that. And I guess in the old world of Middle East politics or something of that nature, the Leviathan, or however the hell you say it, includes Israel. So it's kind of like saying, hey, Israel's part of this problem. But I don't know. I've never heard anybody give a reason as to why the president calls it ISIL. And everybody else calls it ISIS. So for the first time, I heard somebody give a theory. And I was like, oh, interesting. Anyways, back to the president's anger, his fury. Not about the slaughter, but about calling what happened last night Islamic terror. Or just a crazy individual who has repressed homosexuality. Because that's the narrative. So the president is, of course, mixing Bin Laden in there. Because he wants everybody to go, oh yeah, this president is tough on terror. He got Bin Laden. Yeah. We'll forget everything that's transpired in the last 4 years. We'll forget the JV team. We'll just forget all the terror attacks that have happened under this president. And the fact that the FBI, the Justice Department, Homeland Security are all having their hands tied behind their back. They're all being cuffed by this president. And we'll talk a little about that at the end of this Obama outrage. I'm mad. It was like the Hillary Benghazi incident when she goes, what difference does it make? Remember that? Everybody's trying to figure out what happened, how it happened. How did we have an ambassador get slaughtered, get dragged around by his head and beaten with sticks? How did we let that happen? Well, it happened. So let's just move on. What difference does it make? The Democrats, they're buttes. But this is what we have to deal with, and we will always deal with it, and we will be doomed with it because they control the media. So you're never going to get anything different. The only place to get anything different is on the radio. That's it. Is the radio. That's the only place where the other side exists. And even then, that infuriates Obama. My, if you listen to the right-wing talk, have you ever...
You know what? I'll trade you, Obama. I'll trade you, Democrats. Okay? You guys can have the radio waves. You can have the radios and the satellite radio. You can have this, and we'll take television. We'll take print media. We'll take the internet. We'll take Hollywood. How's that? Swap. We'll swap, no problem. Your way to get the message out is far more important and far more penetrating than us, okay? We don't have late-night talk shows. We don't have entertainment shows putting the extreme left's view into your world. Hold on one second. That was horrible. I know. I didn't realize that the studio door was open. So we were getting feedback and reverberation. I was looking at one of the people in the sound booth giving me the, we're getting the, look, you got, so I know. And the question is, why couldn't they shut the door? It would have took longer and it would have been a anyways, Let me go back. We would love to have pop culture disseminate our ideas. Oh, it'd be beautiful. Be beautiful. Every single television show last night, not only did we want to give our prayers and our heartfelt condolences, so forth and so on. Not only did all the shows do that, but then they ended with, we need gun control. We need gun control. Not we need Muslim control. We need to wipe out terrorism. And let's face it, it is Muslim control. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But it is Muslim control. Because the quote-unquote good Muslims who don't kill people are not reporting the bad Muslims that kill people. So it's a Muslim problem. And I'm referring to the fact that Omar's wife, reports have now come out, and of course, the media is downplaying it to the point of not talking about it. But she went with him to buy ammunition. She went with him to case out Disneyland. She went with him to case out the club, and she never said a word. So she, just like Trump and other people have said, knew what was going on and didn't say a word. I mean, the liberals, the extreme left, the media, they're losing their mind because all these narratives that they want are falling apart. It's just a small percentage of Muslims that are bad, and we have to be nice to all of them because they're the ones that report. But just like at San Bernardino, The family members knew what was going on. They knew what was going on. And they didn't say a thing. And just like what happened with Omar, the wife was part of this attack. If you want to be truthful, she was part. She went to the gun store to buy ammo. She went to case out Disneyland. We'll talk about that a little bit more in detail. Let's get through Obama. I keep jumping around a little. I know, and I'm sorry. So do the intelligence and law enforcement officers who spent countless hours disrupting plots. Okay. I guess there's a lot of plots. I guess there's a lot of, again, these talking points that the liberals, that the Democrats, that the media put out there, it dooms them. It sinks them. So as Obama is saying, the law enforcement and intelligence officers that spent countless hours disrupting plots and protecting all Americans, including politicians who tweet and appear on cable news shows. Yes, we don't know about those plots because they've been foiled. Right? We don't know about those because they've been foiled. And the ones that have been happening and that have been killing 50 people the other night, 15, 16 people in San Bernardino a few months ago. Tennessee, Fort Hood, all of these incidences somehow were not disrupted. Somehow were not foiled. So if you take these incidences that happened and you take the incidences that didn't happen because law enforcement and the FBI and so forth and so on foiled those plots, that's a lot of terror going on in the United States. That just putting all of that together does not make me feel safe. That's a lot of terror. But then you'll hear from the media and Obama and other Democrats that, no. There's just a small portion of the Islamic population that is at war with the West. And there's not a lot of attacks. There's not a lot of plots. It's just very few. It's like, well, is it a lot? And they're just foiled because they're working tirelessly? Or is it not a lot and the numbers are exaggerated for political gain? What is it? And after he says appear on cable news shows, he says the law enforcement intelligence officers, they know what the nature of the enemy is. So there's no magic to the phrase radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's a political distraction. Political distraction? What do you mean a political distraction? That'd be a political distraction on your end. How is it a political distraction on our end? How is it a political distraction on the end of the people who call it radical Islam and think we need to do more, a lot more, to wipe it off the face of the map. How is it a political distraction? What's a political distraction is when these things happen, saying, oh, we need gun control. Because if there was no assault rifle, Omar would never, ever have gone into that club and killed those people. He would never have done that. He would have stopped. He would have just went back to his house and, I don't know, played Candy Crush on his computer. I don't know. That's the political distraction. The political distraction is we have jihad. We have a Fort Hood. We have a San Bernardino. We have an Orlando. And the left comes out and says, oh, we need gun control. Conan O'Brien comes out and says, we need gun control. Samantha Bee, gun control. Trevor Noah, gun control. Hollywood, gun control. Gun control. Everybody wants gun control. And Obama says, this is a political distraction. Political distraction. Debating the name. Islamic terrorism. It's a political distraction. Our intelligence officers, our law enforcement, they know what they're fighting. They don't need to call it the words you guys want to use. And then, of course, Obama goes in and starts talking about gun control. We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war, where they could kill dozens of innocents. Enough talking about being tough on terrorism and actually be tough on terrorism. How's being tough on terrorism? How is stopping the sale of guns to Americans, how is that being tough on terrorism? It doesn't make sense. It does, and the only reason people think it makes sense is because you have the media, all aspects of it, and the Democrats pushing that talking point. That is why controlling the media is the most important thing the government can do, a political party can do, a politician can do. Once you get that message out there and it's beaten in people's heads, everywhere they look, everywhere they turn, everywhere they read, it becomes norm. It becomes a talking point. So in turn, people go, yeah, the way to stop terrorism is to prevent guns in American people's hands. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Think about this concept. I'm telling you why we're doomed because our party, and I'll repeat it no different than back in Levin repeat their standard talking points. Rather, it's the articles of Constitution or Jesus. Our leaders have been so worried about controlling insignificant districts in insignificant cities and towns all across the states, okay? While Democrats have been focused on controlling Google and network television and entertainment, that they're able to put a narrative, sell a narrative, and create the absurd and make it logical. I mean, think about this. When you say, oh, look at that that Muslim. Look what he did. The Quran is dangerous. It spews hate. And not just your average eye for an eye, Old Testament hate, but it is a political doctrine. It is more than a religion. More than a religion. These countries, not all, but some of these countries in the Middle East, use the Quran as a political doctrine. It's how they run their country. So in turn, it takes Islam from being this religion and a made-up fairy tale, wink, wink, to how govern. And when you say these things, you get immediate pushback from the left. Oh, not all Muslims are bad. You can't hold the entire Muslim population responsible for what this one person did. That is Islamophobic. You are evil. You're horrible. You're bad. But yet, somehow, guns get demonized. Assault rifles get demonized because the act of one terrorist, or one, as the left likes to say, crazy person who is a closet homosexual, and they hate themselves and they hate homosexuals, and it's this battle within their brain. And somehow, because the left controls the media, the Democrats control the media, that twisted, crazy logic of saying this one individual does not speak for an entire population, an entire group, an entire religion, but yet that one individual with that one gun represents all the people in the United States that are law-abiding and purchase guns for hunting, for protection, target practice, and belong to the NRA. So somehow, think about it, somehow you have celebrities saying, the NRA, you have blood on your hands. The NRA has millions of members. Millions of members. And you have the media and various entertainment entities saying, hey, you millions of people, you have blood on your hands because of what this one individual did with an assault rifle or a handgun. But all of you on the right are wrong by blaming millions and millions and millions of people for what one individual did. Crazy. Huh. Ain't that something? Ain't, like I said, Democrats are able to get away with this because they control the media. So something that is completely illogical, an argument that you could have at a dinner table or at a bar, that somebody with no skin in the game, if they were listening, would say, hey, lefty, you, the one on the left, you, the Democrat, what you're saying is completely bizarre. It doesn't make sense. Because you're condemning the guy on the right for saying what you're saying about guns. You don't make a lot of sense. You don't make a lot of sense at all. Matter of fact, your argument has no weight. But the left doesn't see it this way. People that follow the ideology of the left don't see it this way. Because they've had this propaganda fed to them year after year, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. And when that happens, the illogical seem logical. Don't demonize an entire religion for what one person did. Hey, NRA. Hey, millions and millions of gun users. You're all responsible for this death. What happened to not demonizing a group of people for what one did? Wow, it's different because we're Democrats. We're liberals. We're able to get away with it because we control the media. There's no pushback. There's no pushback. There's no pushback. So then he continues. Right now, we do not have any information from any of our sources, which, again, how reliable are the sources? How reliable is any of this information that Obama says we have, considering the FBI talked with Omar on three separate occasions? They investigated him on three separate occasions. And after those investigations, they went, he's just a cuckoo bird. He's just a crazy. Oh, okay. So Obama says, we do not have any information. All of our sources indicate that there was no terrorist group that directed this attack. No terrorist group directed this attack. He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. again, dismissing that this has been going on for a year. You didn't see too many reports. All the details involving Omar. And the buildup to this event. Yesterday in his speech, or in an impromptu speech, when Obama was kicking back in his leather chair like Mr. Cool Jazz. And he was like, well, you know, just, you know, he just picked up the phone at the last minute and said, hey, I'm with ISIS. No indication that he's a terrorist. He just picked up the phone, completely dismissing years of this guy being on the radar. This guy going to Saudi Arabia. Why did he go to Saudi Arabia? Oh, well, he went there to pray. Oh, he went there to pray. Yeah, we have no evidence whatsoever that when he was there, he was talking to any terrorists. Really? How do you know? Because we know. How do you know? Well, we don't know. I mean, how do they know? How do they know? Look at all these things that have been happening. Look at all these things that have been happening. Look at San Bernardino. How do they know? How do they know? How do they know he went there and he didn't talk to any terrorists? He didn't talk to anybody. How? Oh, he just went there to pray. How? That's what you say. That's what you're telling us. You don't want us to know that you dropped the ball again. And not because our law enforcement sucks. Not because the FBI sucks. But because their hands are tied behind their back. They're told they can do certain things. They're told they cannot do certain things. They're told if they do certain things, they are targeting individuals solely because they're Muslims. And then in turn, all these Muslim organizations are going to file lawsuits. And I mean, it's just insane. It really is. So the FBI goes, okay. All right, we won't, whatever. We're going to treat these terrorists. Oh, whoa, okay, we're not going to call them terrorists. We're going to treat these people as just cuckoo birds. We're going to treat them as cuckoo birds. Okay. Well, he went to Saudi Arabia. Well, he went there to pray. Okay, no problem. You got it. So there you go. That was Obama's anger today. Anger. Angry. He was angry. That was the anger. Difference does it make? What difference does it make that I use the word radical Islam? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Our intelligence agencies know who they're fighting. They know what they're doing. When they killed bin Laden, they didn't need to label what they did or what he represented as radical Islam. We're not talking about bin Laden. Nobody's communicating with bin Laden. Nobody's communicating with Al-Qaeda. ISIS, they're the ones that are calling their brothers and sisters everywhere in the world to wage jihad. It's not Al-Qaeda. It's ISIS. Not ISIL, but ISIS. They don't even call themselves ISIL. They call... it's just... Talk about the labels. Oh, man. I'm telling you, we're doomed. We are doomed. We're doomed. We're just doomed. Ugh. We're doomed. We're doomed. We really are. We're doomed. I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it just because politicians are tweeting. And you know, at the end of the day, it was all about Trump going, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know what's going on. You know, that's what it was all about. You know, that's what it was all about. You know, that's what it was all about. I mean, the media was all over it yesterday. Oh, my gosh. They were just, what is Trump trying to imply? And remember what happened with Washington Post. Washington Post put out a headline that said Trump implies Obama was in on the Orlando attack, which is not what Trump said. Even I'm seeing in the news ticker, Hillary Clinton gave one of her little speeches today, talking about Trump and his conspiracy, and talking about the president being in on Orlando. But that's not what Trump said. Trump said something's going on. This president, something. What is going on? So of course the media goes, Normally we wouldn't think anything about it. But considering that Trump was the leader of the birther movement, that he was some type of Manchurian candidate, he was a Muslim. Which, remember, Hillary Clinton is the one that started the whole birther thing. Just remember that. I know liberals will tell you, no, yes. That all came from Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's people back in 2007. Her people leaked pictures of Obama in his African Muslim garb. One of her strategists put out a talking points memo talking about painting Obama as not from here. It wasn't Trump. Trump did in 2012 exactly what he does now. If a Democrat is using a talking point to damage another Democrat, and it's good, he takes that. There's stuff that he's saying about Hillary Clinton that Bernie Sanders said. And Trump has said, I'm not saying this, Bernie said this. So all Trump did with the birther thing was amplified it and really, really pushed it. But it was a Hillary Clinton talking point. She introduced it. So the media was just wild. They're like, so Trump doing that in 2012 makes us feel and believe
that by him saying the president doesn't know what he does, what's he doing? He's implying that he was in on it. And that's not what Trump said. That's not what Trump said. So Obama was, woo. That I think that was the real reason. And as far as I'm concerned, and maybe I'm the only one who thinks this, but I think Obama played right in to Trump's hands. I think Obama played right into Trump's hands. Because the speech today was about defending Islam. It wasn't about the attack. It wasn't about getting the people that did this attack. It wasn't about that. It was about defending Islam. So when Trump yesterday said, I don't know what's going on with this president. I don't know why he doesn't fight radical Islam with more oomph. Why he doesn't fight ISIS with more oomph. Why is he not showing passion? Even after 50 people were slaughtered. I don't know what's going on with them. There's something going on. There's something going on. And what happens this morning? There's no talk of, this is what we're going to do to prevent this from happening again. Airstrikes are being conducted right now. We are lighting the sky up in Syria, in Iraq. We know where their strongholds are. And we've been bombing 200-300 rounds a day. We've been, today, last night, we started with 1,000 a day. We're going to punish them. No. What did he do? He defended Islam. He defended the use of extremism. He played right into Trump's hands. Of course, the hard left, it doesn't faze them. Left, it doesn't faze them. People like my sister, doesn't faze her. My sister's all about guns and the fact that this guy was a homosexual and he was struggling with it. That's what it's all about. My sister happens to be gay. And her girlfriend is a radical leftist who plants all these leftist ideas in her head. So there's no changing them. But the people on the right and the people in the middle, when they see Obama defend Islam, defend using words, and that's what he's riled up about, that's what he's passionate about, that's what he's basically going to war with, and that's Trump's use of words, those people in the middle and those people on the right, they go, you know, I think Trump was onto something, saying something's going on with this president. Something's going on with this administration. Something funky's happening. Don't know what it is. Not saying that it's nefarious or anything like that. But there's definitely something off. Something off. We just had the worst terror attack since 9/11. 50 people slaughtered. And this president is fired up. Like fighting mad. Not at ISIS. Not at the people in Iraq and Syria. No, he's fired up at Donald Trump for Donald Trump calling him out. So in turn, he's going to defend the use of the word radical Islam and extremism. Yeah, I think the president fell right into the trap. Because the people on the right go, yep, we knew it all along. And those people that are on the fence, those moderates go, there definitely is something going on. That was weird. That was strange. Yeah, that was definitely strange. Yeah, okay. Definitely going to have to remember this one.